Birchas Kohanim. This week we have the pleasure, Parshas Noso, we learned this week about the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. So I prepared from some two svarim that I have, some new material, Birchas Kohanim. We discussed Birchas Kohanim probably a few times in the past, but I got some new svarim, I got new material, so let's get to it. First of all, we just came through Shavuos, and the minig is that, at least in Chutz Li'aretz, when the Kohanim sing Nigun, at the time of Birchas Kohanim, the Yisraelim recite the Yehi Ratzon. The Yehi Ratzon is all about a bakash that Kadosh Baruch Hu should... if we had a bad dream since the last time, the Chalomas, what? The Ribbono Shel Olam. What do we mispal? That just in case we had a bad dream, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mevatel the bad dream. And if we had a good dream, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mechazik. If it's Shabbos, then we don't make private bakashas, so we did not recite the Ribbono Shel Olam on Shabbos. Without the Ribbono Shel Olam. Without the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay. That's very good. I like that. Okay, but normally when they do this thing, I was once in a shul where the Olam, they enjoyed the Nigun so much that the Kohanim was singing. So the Olam, not even one person was saying the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everyone was just singing the Nigun, singing along the Nigun. Okay, the Gra, a lot of them, they don't say it. They just say the Brachos. You just concentrate. You don't say the Psukim. The Ikra did is you're supposed to listen. To the Kohanim, recite to concentrate fully on the brach of the Kohanim and answer. But in Echnami, Minig Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, they never do it because in Eretz Yisrael, they do Birchas Kohanim every single day and people don't have dreams every single day. In Chutz Li'aretz, that's really the reason. In Chutz Li'aretz, we only duchen three times, only duchen five times a year. So in between each time we duchen, a person, it's very likely you had a dream. If a person does not have a dream every 7 days, the Gemara says, Nikra Ra. He's an evil person. It has to be he had a dream since the last time there was Birchas Kohanim. So therefore, that's why we recite the Ribbono Shel Olam in Chutz Li'aretz. Eretz Yisrael, you have a dream every single day, so it's not necessary. So therefore, those people whose nusach comes from Eretz Yisrael, the Nela, you follow the style of Eretz Yisrael, you do not say the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Never sang at all.
There's Rav David Cohen is going off on a tangent. He has a very, very fascinating chiddush. He explains that that's really the difference between the nusach Sfard and nusach Ashkenaz. Nusach Sfard is a nusach that's miyuchet for Golos. The nusach, the expression shows the various nuschos, it's a nusach of tzvila for Golos. People that are living in lands of Golos. Nusach Ashkenaz, you make believe you're living in Eretz Yisrael. It's not just what you say, what you don't say. The actual nusach itself fits into line of being living in Eretz Yisrael. If we were living in Eretz Yisrael, we wouldn't be saying the Ribbono Shel Olam because every single day we have Birchas Kohanim. If you happen to have a bad dream in Eretz Yisrael, then in the Chalami that says in the Poskim, then you should say the Ribbono Shel Olam on a Tuesday morning when the Kohanim are saying Birchas Kohanim. But we don't do it B'tzibur. Now, why is it so? Why, from all the various parts of Tefillah, would it be the proper time to mechaven to the Ribbono Shel Olam to be mispalek? Kadosh Baruch Hu should know bad dreams. So the Mefarsh says something very fascinating, that the closest thing that we have Bizman Hazet to prophecy, to Nevuah, is Birchas Kohanim. It's an amazing idea. When the Kohanim get up and they duchen, what is a Navi? A Navi is a person that's told to say something. Nifsef Hasayim. Navi means you have a dream, or you're in a state of unconsciousness, and you are speaking, you are Kadosh Baruch Hu's puppet. You are bringing forth a message directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam. A dream is 1/60th of prophecy. Chazal. 1/60th of Nevuah is a dream. So therefore, it's min deninoi. It's the proper mokoim for bittul. When you want to be mevatel something, the ideal place to mevatel something is in its own kind. That's where it cannot be detected. That's the way bittul works. And therefore, since duchening are the words, the 15 words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu have instructed the Kohanim to recite to bless Klal Yisrael Ani Avor Chaim, it is the closest, an amazing concept. It's the amazing Madrega. When you stand by duchen, the Kohanim, they duchen, they are being mekayim a din of nevuah, prophecy. And therefore, if you had a dream, which a dream is 1/60th of a prophecy of what's going to happen to you or to someone that you know, and you want to be mevatel a bad prophecy and a good prophecy, the ideal time is to do it during the time when the Kohanim are duchening, when they are giving over a form of prophecy. Okay, that's one idea. Another interesting idea, that there are 15, we know that there are 15 words in Duchening. There are 15 words, and there are 60 letters. There are 60 letters in Birchos Kehanim, and the 60 letters make up 15 words. That's the reason why there are six. The fact that there are 60 letters is one of the reasons why we recite this psukim after we recite Birchas HaTorah. Because Birchas HaTorah, Torah Shel Bal Peh, is broken down into 60 mesachtas. There are 60 mesachtas in Shas, even though in our calculation they're more like 63, 62, different ways to make the calculation, but according to Chazal there are really 60 mesachtas. We combine Bava Kamba, Mesiba Vibastra, the different ways we combine Shavuos, and we combine Makos and Sanhedrin. There are different techniques, so some want to break up some mesachtas, Psachim is broken into two mesachtas. There are different ways to make the calculation, but in any event, we have a tradition from Chazal that there are 60 mesachtas. After we recite Birchas HaTorah, we recite the Birchas Kamba, which have 60 letters. What is 60 plus 15? The 60 letters plus the 15 words? 75. What is 75? The Gematria Kohen. I thought that was interesting. That Kohen, they're the ones who do, are the ones who recite Birchos Kohanim. Therefore, that's how it's broken down. Okay, let's go to another idea. Why do we say in the Nusach HaTfilah, when the Kohanim make a bracha, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvoisav, v'tzivanu b'kdushasoy shel aharon? It is, in our liturgy, the only time a bracha is done with that Nusach. You have commanded us, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher kiddushanu b'kdushasoy shel aharon v'tzivanu levarech es amo Yisrael bi'ahava. Why is this the only nusach where we mention that the kedusha is derived from Aaron HaKohen? So let me give you a little bit of a hakdama. Why do we observe Shabbos? Now that sounds almost like a question that should not be asked. It says in the Aseret Sadibra, so we observe Shabbos for two reasons. Number one, the creation, Ma'aseh Shemayim V'Aretz. Number two, because of Yitzias Mitzrayim. But there's also a chazal, we say this in Nusach HaTfilah, Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chelkoi. The one who invented Shabbos was Moshe Rabbeinu. When the Klal Yisrael were serving as slaves in Mitzrayim, the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro, you would get a more bang for your buck if you would give the Jewish people one day of rest. Let them recuperate, let them rest, and they'll serve you better. Moshe Rabbeinu used this as a way to convince Paro to give them time off. And Moshe's real kavanah was, a day off will let Klal Yisrael come together and remember that the Golos is only temporary. He'll be able to teach them Torah. He composed at that time Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. He taught them Torah, he was mechazik them, and he used Shabbos as a way to prepare them for the ultimate gula. And then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed Klal Yisrael, Hashem said, you know what, Shabbos is so good, keep on doing what you're doing. Every seventh day you shall observe Shabbos. And in addition to observing Shabbos, so what happened in Mitzrayim, it's going to be Ma'aseh Bereishis, it's going to be Zeche V'Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the Medrash is very clear that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who, to some degree, invented Shabbos. He invented Shabbos. He used it as a technique to let the Jews free from work with Paro, and he used it as a way to be Mechazek Klal Yisrael. Memela, we say in the davening on Shabbos, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko. Moshe, you should rejoice in the matnas chelko, your portion, your gift. You gave a gift of Shabbos to Klal Yisrael, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu rubber stamped. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu gave a gift to Klal Yisrael, which ultimately became part of our Avodah, Aaron also gave a gift to Klal Yisrael that became part of the Avodah, and that is Birchas Kohanim. Where is the first place we find Birchas Kohanim? In Chumash Vayikra in Parsha Shmini, at the end of the Chanukas HaMishkan, after the 8 days of the Miluim. What does it say in the pasuk? It says Vayisa Aaron, they finished bringing all the Korbanos, all the Nesim. Vayisa Aaron es Yadav, he lifted up his hands, El Ha'am Vayivarechem, and he blessed them. Vayered me'asos achatas v'oylov v'hashlamim. Rashi pasuk Chav Beis here in Perek Tes pasuk Chav Beis Vayivarechem Birchas Kohanim Yivarechecha Yoher Yisa. How did Aaron know to say the Birchos Kehanim when Birchos Kehanim was not taught, not until Parshas Noso, much later in the Midbar? How did Aaron? So some want to say an incredible Chiddush, that just like Moshe Rabbeinu on his own, he came up with the idea of Shabbos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu rubber stamped it. The one who came up with the idea of Birchos Kehanim was Aaron. at the end of the Miluim, Perush
Rashi. But didn't the Torah pre-exist the universe, the creation?
All of that has to be taken in proper context. What that means. What that means. I am Padmo
Torah. The Torah was written, but we couldn't read it the way we read it today. It was like one a run-on sentence, and we didn't have it broken down into psukim or know what the words were saying.
So this is an incredible chiddush. Aaron HaKohen was the one who composed on his own, al pi ruach hakodesh. He composed on his own this nusach of Birchos Kehanim, 15 words, 60 letters. He composed it. He recited. He gave it to Klal Yisrael, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "You know what a great idea! What a great idea! You know what? I'm going to rubber stamp it. I'm going to pass legislation. I'm going to pass it. What?" They made it. They made the nigunim. Not. See, he's referring to an Ari Yitzchak.
Yeah. Idea into our own tomorrow.
Al piruach hakodesh. So then it all contributed together. So this is an incredible chiddush. And therefore, that is why that explains Asher Kiddushanu Bikdusha Soy Shel Aaron. Why is this the only bracha that we make mention of Aaron? Because Aaron was the one who on his own composed and came up with the idea of Birchos Kehanim. Incredible. Now there's a very big problem with this very nice drush. What's the problem? The problem is, this is not the only bracha that we say that is said with the Nusach Asher Kiddushanu Bikdushasa Shalara. There are two other brachas. Can anyone even guess what those two other brachas are? Any Kohanim here? No. Any Kohanim? And there are two other brachas. Eating Truma and eating Kadosh. The Rambam lists the bracha. Asher Kiddushanu Bikdushasa Shalara Vitzivanu Lechol Es HaTruma. Asher Kiddushanu Bikdushasa Shalara Vitzivanu Lechol Es HaKadoshim. So it doesn't hold. If this would be the only bracha we say Bikdushasa Shal Aaron, then you can say Aaron was the one that authored, was the one that was Mechadesh Birchas. But being that it's not the only bracha, there are two other brachas, so we have a problem. It's not a perfect idea, but at least it's something to think about. Okay, there's just a short idea. I mean, you all know, when we review this Yisoid, we all know that is a very, one of the big mysteries in Halacha is why we do not say Birchas Kehanim every single day in Chutz Liaretz. In Eretz Yisrael, that you have to get used to, they say Birchas Kehanim every single day. Every single day by Shachris. And Chutz Liaretz, we do not. What?
Why is that a question?
Why is your question? Where did the Torah say not doing Chutz
Liaretz? In Eretz Yisrael, when there was a base on English, they did Birchas Kehanim and Chutz
Liaretz. During Tefillah, maybe, possibly. I don't know. But if they're doing it now, what difference does it make? It's not a mitzvah that's
Tefillah
Liaretz.
The difference is, in the base on English, they raise their hands over their heads.
Over their heads.
Yeah, outside, they did it straight. Like, we do it today.
Okay, so he says they did it. Okay, so he says they did do it.
That's the Maris site, though.
But not Chutz Liaretz. That was in the...
So why not in Chutz Liaretz? Okay, so this is a very big mystery.
Not like this.
It's a very big mystery. The only answer given is that you have to be in a state of simcha. You have to be in a state of simcha to say the bracha. The ahava part of the nusach is asher kiddushanu bikdushasa shel Aaron v'tzivanu l'melechah samei shol be'ahava, with love. In Chutz Liaretz, due to the tirdas haparnasa, there is a lack of love. And there was a lack of being in the proper frame of mind to receive the bracha, and we don't do it. There were two great people that desperately wanted to reinstate, establish. Who were they? The Gra and the Rav Chaim Volozhin. When the Gra, the day before, when the Gra gave a psak, tomorrow we're going to do it. What happened? The moment after he issued his psak halacha, they came to arrest him. There was a bilbul. There was some mice, I don't know what the bilbul was, and they came to arrest him, and he took that as a simon hashamayim that they do not want him to institute the Chutz Liaretz, that they should say Birchas Kehanim. The second great person that tried the same thing was the Rav Chaim Volozhin, and the day he gave the psak, that night, there was a fire in the city, half the city burned down. And he took that as a sign, that min hashamayim, it's not meant to be. Okay, now there's another big question. Here's the question. This is a very big nafkmin I have here in this sefer, the Simchas Hamoyadim. Rabbi Rav Hallander, he has a whole chapter on this question.
Rabbi
Hallander. This is the Merdeka sefer. You got to get the sefer. It's an unbelievable sefer. this sefer. We're going to come out the whole sefer. Simcha Halder, over the last, since we had this kol, we've come out one of the whole sefer. It's one little chapter. I didn't do the Pirkei Chachamim, I found. So here's the dilemma. Here's the big issue. The machlokes between the Ritva and the Charedim. The Sefer HaCharedim, is there a mitzvah for the Yisrael to be blessed? Upon whom is it chal the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim? Hashem Shat, it's only upon the Kohanim. The Yisraelim have no mitzvah. It's not part of the, they just happen to be an enabler. You need a Yisrael to be present. No, so they've all kohan. If you have all kohanim, they do it to the people in the sadais. They can bless the people.
One
kohen does not.
Different
opinions. Different opinions. Okay, but even if no one, if everyone is a kohen, you're blessing Klal Yisrael out there in the world, in the big wide world web. You're blessing all of the Israelim that are out there somewhere. So the question is, so that's exactly the question. The question is, do you really need is there a mitzvah upon a Yisrael? Is he an equal? What degree does he participate in the mitzvah? So there's a big machlokes. According to the Charedim, he is a full-fledged participant, 100%. It's equal. It's not like let's talk about someone, there are enablers. Women are potter and learn Talmud Torah. There's no question. But every woman is a shutif. Is a shutif in her with her husband. Every small amount of Torah that her husband learns, a wife is a partner. But a wife has no mitzvah to learn Torah. So there's no obligation. Doesn't matter. Just because you have no obligation, you can still participate. You can still be an enabler. Is that the nature of Birchas Kohanim? The one that has the mitzvah of the Kohanim. And the Yisraelim are just enablers. But it's not their full-fledged mitzvah. The Ritva says they're just enablers. It's not really your mitzvah. The Charedim, the Sefer HaCharedim holds that it's a full-fledged mitzvah. L'may nafkamina. So he shows the fascinating machlokes between Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Eliashiv. Both from Zechat Tzadikim Levracha. Rav Moshe holds that, I'm saying it correctly, I'm forgetting who said what. Maybe we'll turn to the page quickly. The question is, here's a nafkamina. The nafkamina is if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you are davening a very long Shemona Esrei. It's Shavuos morning, and it's Musaf, and they're davening faster than the speed limit. Okay. Right? You ever daven one of those minyanim? Shavuos morning, you're davening Musaf, and the shatz begins Chazaras HaShatz before you even finish the first bracha. Okay, so they're ready. So for that kedusha, we know what it says. You're supposed to stop in the middle of kedusha, and you have a chiyuv to answer kedusha. So you're supposed to stop being mechavin to the words of kedusha. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to stop wherever you are and just be mechavin kadosh, 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 baruch Hashem kavo, and you're finished. What about when it comes to birchas kohanim? If you are still in the middle of birchas kohanim, are you supposed to stop and be mechavin to Birchos Kohanim? Or you can say, listen, I'm being Oymel Lifnei HaMelech, I'm davening, it's not my mitzvah, I'm not a Kohen, I'm a Yisrael, it's their mitzvah, they'll do it. I'm not allowed to be mafsik. Stopping to listen, Shemaya Kohen, it's not so simple. When it comes to Kedusha, that's all chelik of the davening. Part of the Talifa Chazal made an exception and said you should stop and you should leave a chavin, and then we make an exception. But how far did Chazal go in telling you to stop what you're doing of Shemona Esrei, stop your Shemona Esrei to listen to the Birchos Kohanim? There is no literature on this. There's a lot of Shulchan Aruch on Kedusha, on Moedim Derabanan, but no one talks about the Birchos Kohanim. It's a very interesting thing why it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. So who discusses this? Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Eliashiv. And they disagree. And in fact, Rav Eliashiv says, I know Rav Moshe says. He actually quotes it, I know Rav Moshe says. But I disagree with him. Because Rav Moshe, I think, is going with the Charedim. Rav Moshe holds that it is a mitzvah upon the Yisrael himself. A Yisrael is an equal part. He passes like the Charedim. A Yisrael is an equal participant in the mitzvah. The Mele, you have a chiyuv. A person has a chiyuv to be blessed by the Kohanim. The Mele, you have a chiyuv to stop cold in the middle of your Shemona Esrei and listen to Birchos Kohanim. Rabbi Yashar says, no, it's not your mitzvah. He passed like the Ritzvah. It's the mitzvah for the Kohanim, it's not your mitzvah. The Kohanim are doing their thing. And Menela, you'll be blessed anyway. You'll be blessed anyway because they're blessing the gold cloud, Yisrael, but it's not Yemet. So Menela, you're being Omer Lefnei HaMelech HaSkedima, you should not stop. You should not stop. You keep on going. You keep on davening Yishmona Esrei, and the male you'll be blessed anyway. But you should not have that kavanah to be mafsik. That would be problematic. Fascinating nafkamin lahalacha. Another nafkamin he talks about is how far do you go to listen? He gives an example. Let's say you already heard Birchas Kohanim. Let's put it this way. A Kohen already duchent. It's Yom Tov, you're already duchent. And now there's another minion, in the basement minion, they're finishing a little bit later, or let's say you dive in the Hashkama, and now they ask you, can you come to this minion, can you duchent for us? We have no Kohanim. We really need someone to be a Kohen. The Chathil is supposed to have really two Kohanim, so they want two people to come be Kohanim. I already duchent. This morning made a bracha. Asher ki deshon b'mitzvah, it's a bracha levatala. I did my mitzvah already once a day. How many times do I do the mitzvah? How many times does the mitzvah apply? I've already done it. So this is the daf kamina. If you don't like the charedim, that is a mitzvah upon the Yisraelim also, it's also their mitzvah. So you have an obligation. Call Yisrael arevim zelozeh. Good, you did it this morning, you did your part, but now there's a group of people that also need to be mekayim the mitzvah. The only way they can be mekayim the mitzvah is if you bless them, so it becomes your mitzvah. You call Yisrael arevim, you can do it again, you can make another bracha. But if you take a strict approach like the Ritva, which Rabbi Yashiv does,
I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah says you like the first one, that you just duchen as many times as you have to
duchen. I duchen because the Mishnah Berurah then is working with its break of the lomdus. What's the lomdus? The only time you can say that is the mitzvah is not just your mitzvah. The mitzvah is the Yisrael. They also have a mitzvah. And since they did not yet fulfill the mitzvah, midin arbo, so you can be partner with them and you can make the bracha, and it's not called the bracha levatala. So it's a very important lomdus. Upon whom is the mitzvah? What? Well, Rav Yashiv, to some degree, he wants to go a little bit like the Ritva. You know, the other night he talks about like walking in front of someone. Like, let's say you're outside the shul, and the only way you can hear Birchas Kehanim again is to walk in front of someone, davening Shemona Esrei. So here he wants to say is that if it's not really your mitzvah, you don't have a right to do things that are technically awesome. One thing you have no choice. So I don't have to go walk in front of 10 people who are middle of davening Shemona Esrei to come to an area where I can hear, I can be present. It's not my mitzvah. It's the Kohanim. It's their mitzvah. I have an excuse. I have impediments. I have other halachic impediments. If other halachic impediments are ikarim, and this is not an ikar, you have no right. One does not violate the other. But if it's your mitzvah to hear the bracha, then that carries a lot of weight, and you're allowed to override other inyan. Okay.
Is one of the tayag mitzvahs?
No, the tayag mitzvah, yeah. Of you touching upon something else, another very interesting, the bahak. The Sefer Halachos Gedolos, one of the early Rishonim, who enumerates all the mitzvos, the Tayag mitzvos, the Rambam has his counting of the mitzvos, the Chinuch has his counting of the mitzvos, the Bahag has his counting, the Ramban has, all of the Rishonim have their own counting. The Bahag, it's one of the major sources of the Halachos Gedolos, he counts Birchos Kohanim twice. Everyone's fighting which is a mitzvah, which is not a mitzvah. It's a very, he has what?
He counts for both.
No. So it's a big question how he counts. And they warn, there's a discussion. I don't have all the details. But the basic idea is he holds. No. He learns. The way that, I think there's a brisker rav on this. Basically, he learns that there are two different types of birchas kohanim. I think you touched upon this. There's a birchas kohanim that's a din of avoida on the base hamigdash. And then there's stama birchas kohanim. Midin tzvila. There's a din midin tzvila. And there's a din of avoida. Two different worlds, two different types of Birchas Kohanim. It fits very well with the Psukim. Aaron, he came down and he blessed them. He blessed them as that midin tefila. Later, kois v'archu es l'neishon parshas nasa. Maybe one is midin avoida.
Yeah, I told you last year, Barbara and Alan mentioned.
Yeah.
It's out of place here.
Yeah. Parshas Nasai.
Yeah, it should have been in Vayikra.
So what's the answer? So what's the answer?
Over there he said because it's after... Saita.
Yeah.
So, I mean, after Nazir.
Yeah.
He says, very simple. I know, why does the Nazi bring a carbon in?
Yeah.
What did he do? He was a Nazi.
Yeah.
Now he's not a Nazi.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking. Now you're thinking that 30 days are up, or whatever your term of Naziris is over, and now I'm going to really tie one on. I'm going to get drunk. I know what you're thinking. So you bring a carbon, and now you berecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Now you're going to need God's help. Because if that's what you're thinking, now it's time you need to be blessed.
So it's part of the...
So you don't go overboard now and think you could...
So you want to tie it to the karbanos.
Yeah.
So that's avoda.
He also says in the time frame,
okay,
it was all in one time frame that it was all still going on.
Okay. So there is... So
he asked about the Tayyad Mitzvahs. Did they listen to the Talmud as one of the Tayyad Mitzvahs? Did they listen to Israel?
No, so it's not clear. It's not clear. I don't know how he listened. I didn't see. I don't know the details. I don't know the details, but the basic idea is that there are two dinim in Birchas Koyanim. A din avoda, based on Migdash service, and there's a separate din of Tefillah. Rabbi Mirsky is saying if it's real Parashas Nasa, it's part of the avoda, part of the Kurbanos. And Parashas Shemini, it's more of a prayer. A prayer. Each one is a separate type of mitzvah. Bizman Hazeh, we don't have avoda. We have tefillah. So Bizman Hazeh, we have mitzvah rice of tefillah, even though we actually put in the Shemoneh Esrei part of the avoda. We try to bring them two together, but primarily today it's a mitzvah. So let me just tell you a few more short things. There is a tradition from Rav Amram Goin. Okay, this is a very amazing thing. Rav Amram Goin says there's a tradition that if 300 Kohanim were to stand on Har HaZeisim and were to recite Birchas Kohanim, I'm sorry, I take it back. The Rokeach. The Rokeach quotes this. Okay, I'm a little bit confused on who says what. I'm going to Rokeach, but let me just tell you the basic, you say this. The Rokeach says, Rokeach, we all know, is into counting. He's very big into gematrias and into numbers. There's actually a lot of svar from the Rokeach. He says, if you count the amount of time, the number of times it says the word Kohen, or Kohanim, or Aaron HaKohen, in Chumash Shemos, by Yikra, and by Midbar, you have to make the calculation backwards, you will discover it's exactly 300 times. There are 300 references to Kohanim. No, not Bereshis. Shemos, he's already doing the numbers. Sarah Mayevsky is already doing the numbers.
What about
the Varim? He says, this is a Rokeach. Shemos, Vayikra, and Bamidbar. 300 times. That's what it says. Now, I don't know who he's quoting from. And he says there is a tradition that if you would, 300 Kohanim would stand in Har HaZeisim and would recite Birchos Kohanim. Can we do even better? We do it by the Kaisa. Can we do it on Har HaZeisim? The Geula would come instantly. That's the tradition. So, what's the problem? Let's do it right away. So, in fact, they try to do this. And I'm not exactly sure if when I copied over this information, they did it. And Mashiach didn't come. So Eliyahu HaNavi revealed, I don't know where this, how far they're back, the reason why Mashiach didn't come, not because that this is not true, it is true. The problem was, you thought you had standing on Har HaZeisim 300 Kohanim, Eliyahu HaNavi revealed, sorry guys, only one of them was a real Kohen.
Wow.
Isn't that spooky scary? Only one was a real Kohen. And that's why it didn't work. Talk about Pidyon HaBen, what? What? Maybe it's in a section that wasn't there. Different sections of Har HaZeisim. Today it's all a graveyard, but maybe those days it wasn't.
They didn't have somebody,
okay, another beautiful idea. This idea I found very, very pleasing. This is there a din of Amira Shemeya Ko'ine by Birchas Kohanim. This is a very, go to different shuls. You've traveled the world. You'll discover different, who makes the bracha? We all are used to, in Beis HaKnesses, they all get up. Everyone says it together. And they all say Yivarecha together. If I'm not mistaken, there are places where only one Kohen makes the bracha. One Kohen makes the bracha and everyone eats it. But what about the Birchas Kohanim itself? That it appears, there's no such thing. All the Kohanim say the Yivarecha Hashem v'Yishmerecha. It may be that one person makes the bracha, but they all together say Yivarecha. Why? Shomea Kohen. Just like theoretically one Kohen can make the bracha on behalf of all the Kohanim, let one Kohen say Yivarecha on behalf of all the Kohanim. They'll all stand there together, and this fellow will be our representative, and he will be the one that will say the Yivarecha. The answer is, there is no din. this is a very shocking halacha in the laws of Shulchan Aruch. There is the exception to Shomea Ka'ineh. It's not only the Aseres Bnei Haman, because Aseres Bnei Haman, you can't have someone do Neshim Achas. You can't have Neshim Achas done Shomea Ka'ineh. But Birchas Kohanim, there is no din Shomea Ka'ineh, because of one extra word. Amor Lohem. Kois Baruch Hu Es Bnei Yisrael. The Pasuk should have stopped right then and there, period. But it goes weiter. Amor Lohem. You shall say, the emphasis Amor Lohem means every single Kohen shall say the words, there's no din Shomea Ka'ineh. Why not? Svira, maybe you're right. Svartim Lochem, everyone has to match. Another exception. Halal, yeah, everyone, okay, could be. So why is Birchas Kohanim different? So the Mefarshim will say a very, very simple thing. When it comes to bracha, when you give a bracha, you can't make someone a shaliach to give a bracha. The essence of giving a bracha is your neshama. It has to be you. Your hergish, your feeling, your connection to the recipient. You cannot make someone an agent to give bracha. Parents go and say, listen, I can't come home tonight to say, to put my hands on you and to bless you, my children. So tell the maid. The maid's going to serve dinner, so the maid, okay, the maid, she'll give the brachas. The maid will say, Yivarecha. I'm busy, right? I'm preparing the shir for tomorrow. So the maid will do the Yivarecha Hashem, Yisimcha Lakim Kefraim Menashe. It's nonsense. A bracha has to come from the person himself. Birchas Kehanim is the real deal. It's a real bracha. Has to be sincere. Has to be the ahava. That we don't do the chutz liaretz. Because it has to be done the right way. If you can't do it the right way, don't bother doing it. Being that it requires to be done, a real connection has to be, it has to be yourself. There's no din of shmekana. Another quick thing. There's a minog. You see a lot of shuls that the shatz, when he says, when he reads the words Amar Lohem, he reads word for word, he's quiet. Yivarechecha, Yivarechecha Hashem. This is the minig. The minig is the shatz says it silently, not silently, in an undertone. Why? No one should think that the shatz is the mevarech. So the shatz shouldn't do it all together. Let the shatz be quiet. Why do you have to have the shatz say mila b'mila? Let the kohanim do mila. So some say you shouldn't make a mistake. You have to do like a hare. It used to be tradition that the Masada Kedushin would say hare, hare, at. We don't do this today, but that used to be the tradition. So that's not the only reason. The only reason Rabbi Yashiv was very strong, people don't know that Rabbi Yashiv was very, very strong on this, is that it's not the reason. The reason why, it's because it's part of the Seder, Amor Lohem, it's a Gezeres HaKosef, Amor Lohem, Kois Baruch Hu Es Bnei Yisrael, Amor Lohem means that the Shatz should tell the Kohanim Mila B'Mila what to say. It's part of the Seder, and therefore Rabbi Yashiv holds, it's a toss. This minog is a mistake.
A minog
to say it quietly. And you should say it loud. You have to say that that's what he holds. He's very forceful. And you can't change City Hall. No one's going
to... tell you what doesn't make sense then, yeah, according to one of the sheikhs, is that if the Baal Tevila isn't going, he doesn't say anything.
Well, someone else does it.
Yeah, but in other words, he should... Right.
Someone else. Someone else says Yivarecha. So now the question is, he, that person...
So he should say Yivarecha. He should...
But we don't want, because we get confused. So, but someone else becomes a shliach tzibur for Birchas Kohanim. So this is something which is it's a minog. You notice this in many shuls, they say it very quietly, but it's saying it's not so simple that the minog is correct. Something to be aware of. Okay, it's Kamal, I'm just making sure I finish everything. Kamal, finish everything. Okay, another quick short issue is, we don't have this in Chutz Liaretz, but Eretz Yisrael, when the Kohanim raise their hands, are they allowed to raise their hands above their tefillin? Okay, what do they do in Eretz Yisrael? We're going to Eretz Yisrael that. When the Kohanim do duchening, the Kohen, you're not supposed to be looking, the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol was not allowed to raise his hands above the tzitz, because it says Yud Kei Vav Kei on the tzitz, it says it's Kodesh LaHashem. But it appears the minig is, this is what he writes, the minig is all the Kohanim, they're raising their hands above their tefillin. So how could that possibly be? But the tefillin is even more kedusha than the tzitz. So from this you learn the fact that since the shemos are hidden inside, it's not as bad. The only the tzitz, even though the tefillin have 22 shemos,
only supposed to go like that. Only
no, they do. So some they're different minhagim. There are different minhagim. It seems some minhagim they hold how high you hold it, shoulder length, the tefillin. I don't know what it says. Yeah.
You don't raise
above, but now you only raise it all shoulders left. Okay, all right, Nechanami. All right, okay. So I don't know. Just pointing out this issue. All right, we'll stop here.